أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أحل لكم صيد البحر وطعامه متاعا لكم وللسيارة وحرم عليكم صيد البر ما دمتم حرما واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون. صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss ayah number 96 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. This is the termination of the three ayats we had discussed before, the two ayats we discussed before with regards to a person being in the state of ihram. Allah Ta'ala says, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ. Permitted to you is the prey or the game of the river or that of the sea. وَطَعَامُهُ مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ. And eating it, its food, is a benefit for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ. And for those who are journeying, for the travelers. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the exclusion that one could have had the doubt that pursuing the game of the land, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made haram. So what would happen with regards to fishing, pursuing the game of the sea or of that of the river? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this exclusion, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that it is permitted for you. Now it doesn't really mean that it is permissible, so now the haji, the person in ihram, needs to go out of his way, take a day or two off and go fishing. But more it is in the context of a person that is traveling by sea, and that person needs to reach Makkah Mukarramah. So from wherever the miqat was, the person had donned the ihram and now he is in the middle of the sea. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made that haram also, then obviously that those individuals traveling by sea would have gone through much difficulty. And all this is being said so that we begin to understand Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kindness upon this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala's kindness upon mankind in general is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had known that on the land there were many other types of foods that were permissible, but when a person is traveling by sea, obviously this will be the only way that one could have sustained himself. وَحُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمًا. Once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates, and Allah ta'ala says that the prey of the land has been made haram for you so long as you are in the state of ihram, and obviously so long as you are in the haram of Makkah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that once again it is haram. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat says, and fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that being, that zat, إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, to whom you are going to be resurrected. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, whether we are in the state of ihram or whether we are not in the state of ihram, whether we in the haram of Makkah, in the precincts of the haram, or whether we out of the haram, one needs to always be aware of the fact that there is the resurrection that is going to take place on the day of Qiyamah. The resurrection will entail that one is going to be questioned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Proof and evidence is going to be brought by way of the book of deeds, by way of our own bodies, the earth on which we commit the crime and the sin. All of that is going to bear witness against us. There is no way that a person can get away lying or with any type of falsehood whatsoever. So from time to time, and especially with regards to Hajj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continuously reminds us, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Because a person should never feel that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given the opportunity of Hajj that makes a person superior than anyone else. I am the Haji and everybody else hasn't performed Hajj, so I've got the superiority. The whole focus should be on acceptance by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whether Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has accepted that Hajj. Allah had given us the opportunity. One should now turn more towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. A similar ayah had appeared in Surah Al-Baqarah, and there, just to reiterate, that was at the end, at the termination of the discussion of Hajj and the rules of Hajj. There Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah had had an incident of a person that prior to his journey to Hajj, that person had a glow, a shine on his face. In other words, what we will call noor. There was this celestial light on the face of that person. But when he had completed his Hajj, he had gone on the journey of Hajj, completed the Hajj, returned home, then he himself had found that that light that Allah had afforded him is no more there, that noor is no more there. He went to his Shaykh, spiritual mentor, to find out what could be the reason. The Shaykh replied, before you were an ordinary person, very humble being of Allah Ta'ala. Now you have performed Hajj. Now that has entered your heart that you are superior and better to others. And that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had removed that noor. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.